The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm a married man.
Whoa. But... Who's that for?
Well, I have a question about dating. And I thought I would ask both of you.
I am a married man.
Okay.
Because I see a lot of things when I DJ specifically at Brothers Bar, but it's a bar and all.
Seems like you're getting a plug in there. Is there a reason for that? Are you looking?
Well, that's just where I DJ. But I've DJed at tons of bars, but now it's just one. But okay. I always see guys approaching women, men approaching women, mm-hmm, and like shooting their shot, and most of the time getting rejected. Moving on and then shooting their shot again or whatever.
Is it fun to watch that?
It's painful.
Is it?
I don't like it at all. It makes me uncomfortable watching it because everyone seems uncomfortable. The women seem uncomfortable. It's like, please just don't do this. Don't make me.
Is it because the guy's not up to their cat? Like what? I'm going to be totally honest and you probably will believe this. I've never shot my shot.
Really? At a what?
I don't believe that because I feel like it's not in the way that T-Hack sees when he DJs. I think your shot is different.
What do you think my shot is?
Like you're not gonna walk up to the bar and be like, let me buy you a drink.
Ever.
That's not your style. Mm. You're gonna be
that's the only way to shoot your shot, isn't
no,
it?
No. You would like trip someone or like Jesus. You would do something.
My God, that's almost eerily accurate.
You would do something else to like get their attention and then wander
I
off.
I wouldn't do that.
And then have them find you again, kind of thing.
No, I don't think I would do that. You know what I would do? Mm. I would like throw playing cards at them until I got their attention.
Mm. It's underrated. It worked for me.
You got a wife out of that move.
I did, yeah. I was just looking for a girlfriend. I ended up with a wife.
I don't think I don't. Huh. I'm just, yeah, I don't. We've been at bars together.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me even think about shooting my shot, though?
No, because it's always been work events.
Yeah, there are some guys, though, that are just kind of like, oh, they see a beautiful woman. It's like, I have to go talk to her.
I know a guy like that, and his success rate is phenomenal. And I just don't understand. You know what it is? It's why I'll never date again. It's confidence.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who can shoot his shot that doesn't suck at it is intoxicating, even if he's not all that good looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but doesn't that imply that he's gotten very good at shooting his shot? Like, doesn't that seem like, oh, he's working
he's a
me?
Player.
Like, yeah, he's a player. He knows what he's smooth talking me.
Don't ask me, ask her. Like, don't you? To me, it just seems like you suspend your disbelief at that moment and go, "This guy's just smooth, and I like it. I like his BDE.
It's
just like we just like comes up
it's
on you.
It's more
and
so
is like,
fun and like the hitting on is just a secondary thing.
Yes.
Because okay. there was one time where I was at Brothers with my friend and I was hit on and I could feel the awkwardness and I was really hoping T-Hack was watching.
So, but what do you, like, what do they do when they hit it? Is it always, when you're at a bar, is it always, can I buy you a drink?
That time it was just like, we were at the bar and they walked up and just chatted. And it was just,
I don't know you. What am I doing here? Why would I just start talking to you?
Yeah,
but how would you get to know? It's a catch 22 because how would you meet them if you don't?
But that's
meet
the thing
them?
Is like you. I don't think you can do the small talk. You have to do like something crazy, not like, crazy, but like don't walk up and be like, "How long have you been in Denver?" Like that's dumb. Ask me what color my dragon would be if I had one. Ask me if I was a
soup.
Oh my
god,
what
that's
kind
so
would
stupid.
I be?
You really want us to do that?
Absolutely. Have real
I
conversation
don't think,
starters.
Most women want that, Aaron. I don't.
Well, I am not most women.
Okay. Mm. Well, then we got to look for somebody
weird.
But do you think most women like the, can I buy you a drink? And then it's like, well, we'll have
so
a
cliche.
Drink together. And
it's
then...
cliche. And I feel bad because I feel like both men and women know the odds are not great. And you're just going to be buying someone a drink and getting nothing out of it. She's going to disappear and go ask someone else for fries.
Well, so I saw something happen recently while I was DJing. Something that I've seen rejections. I've seen it work out before. I see everything.
You have?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've seen people make out. I see all of it.
There was a guy who also had a huge. We've talked about him on the air before when you were at Brothers Downtown.
Mm.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's like, go for the ones with the big purse.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have
a change of clothes or they're prepared. If they have, he said,
if they have a big purse, yeah, they're probably not going home.
That was his move. Is if they have a big purse, they have makeup remover and all the things that they're prepared to not go home. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh my God. I'm just,
okay. Aaron's got a backpack.
No, I've got just a thin wallet.
So I saw.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry.
I saw this for the first time and I wanted to run it by to see what you both thought of this from both perspectives. Like if you would try this. So there was a group of friends together. There was some guys and some girls all together.
Okay.
And then there was a guy who was with just one friend. So two guys, and they were like playing pool kind of by themselves. And then this group of friends and a girl, a woman, I'm sorry. A woman walked to the bathroom, came back. And while she walked by the pool table, the guy playing pool kind of pulled her aside and just said, I don't know what he said, but they had a quick conversation and he got her number or her Instagram or her Snapchat or something.
Did?
He did. Hmm. And then she just went back to her friends and he went back and played pool. And then the night went on. Neither of them left. He stayed and played pool the entire time. She stayed with her group of friends the entire time. They started dancing. They started like really having drinks and having fun.
Whoa.
And they never interacted again.
That's wild.
And
I thought you were going to say they eventually, then at the very end, they just like made
never
out.
Again.
And like,
he got the number and was like, I don't know if he said, I see you're with your friends, but I wanted to introduce myself. Can I get your number? And maybe we can talk at a later date. Is that a good move? But it seemed weird to me. It's kind of like, you're both here.
Yeah.
You just met.
Combine the groups.
But you don't want to be desperate. I think the worst thing in the world is, I hate saying this out loud. I think I reek of desperation, kind of. I think
is
I.
That what
I
that, yeah, open the window.
Shut up!
Is that what that is?
I mean, a little bit. Because I talk about it on the air and I'm like, I'm never going to date. Nobody's matched me on Hinge. Like, And it's like, then I seem desperate. So that dude's move.
I don't think that physically shows on you, though.
Oh, I think it does. Because if you were to walk across the bar and start talking to me, I'd be like, do you want to get me? You want to? Here's a house key. Here's my 401k. Okay. Here's my password to my internet. You know, like
So you think this guy had the opposite of that?
It's like, I think you're good looking and I don't want to interrupt your night, but I'd really like to get to know you later. That is a God baller move.
Is it about, so now I want
to. I think it is.
I would have liked to have combined groups, got to like hang out a little bit. And then see.
Yeah, to me it seemed weird. Like, you're both here. And I was watching him the whole night because I saw that happen. And it's like, when is he going to come over and buy her a drink or something? Like, do the next step of getting to know her. And he just never did. And then they left and she didn't even, like, wave bye or anything. Like, she's just with her friends and he.
But he's going to snap her later. He probably snapped her later that night and was like, what are you doing next Friday?
Like, yeah, so is that...
Because the worst thing in the world is if me and you, we're having bro time, we're out, you're married, I'm single.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing some pool. I promised you I'd come play pool. And then I see this gorgeous woman in a group of people. It's like, listen, I don't want to blow T-Hack off. I love him. We're catching up. And you're obviously having fun. But it would kill me to not at least have your number.
See, that sounds smooth. That sounds smooth to me. But it also is like... It's kind of a chicken way to do it,
too. No, it's not. Don't you think that's cool?
I don't know.
You slept with everyone. Did anyone try that?
No.
What?
I don't know.
What do they say to you to get you to...
Hey.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.